Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Thursday morning, and we head to the capital of Albany, where budget talks began Wednesday, but questions sort of veered to the issue of ethics and whether the same rules apply, for example, to the executive branch as the legislative branch, Alan.
That's right. The governor seems to be making the case, Governor Cuomo, that the executive doesn't have the same opportunities for corruption that the legislature does, which is, of course, sheer nonsense. This governor has tremendous powers. We have one of the most important executive systems in the country. Our governors are very, very powerful. And with the advent of the very important case before our Court of Appeals, Silver versus Pataki, or Pataki versus Silver, I can never remember quite which, that comes even more power to a governor. So to make the case that when a governor gets a book deal, and it's looking more and more like that book deal could be worth $700,000-$800,000 for a very, very small number of books that will ever be bought by anybody. And then when you see that Rupert Murdoch and his News Corp has business before the state and have been lobbying, and the governor says, well, you know, I don't even know about what he wants. That, of course, is patent nonsense. It's not that you don't believe the governor, but that the opportunities are there. So legislators are now making the point that, hey, if we have to suffer under these disclosure provisions, so does everybody else, including the governor. And I think they're right.
Meanwhile, at the same time, Bill de Blasio of New York City was in Albany yesterday appearing at a hearing. And while that was happening, the governor pulled an all-hands-on-deck cabinet meeting. And when asked if his cabinet meeting was deliberately timed to coincide with the mayor's budget testimony, Governor Cuomo said only a really twisted mind would come up with that one.
Well, who knows? Look, this governor is one of the most strategic people who ever walk into state government. And the idea that, you know, he would schedule a cabinet meeting so as to defer attention from de Blasio is something that fits into the scenario that we have been watching over and over again between these two guys. Cuomo keeps saying they're best friends and that they have this tremendous relationship. But from where I've been sitting, Cuomo has been anything but kind to de Blasio. And we can look back on a long string of events that demonstrate this. One guy, de Blasio, paints himself as a progressive and wants basically redistribution of some of the spoils. He wants housing, better housing for those who haven't got it. Then you have the other guy, Cuomo, who seems to be more in the tradition of business is important. We have to bring business to the state. Business supplies jobs. This puts these guys at odds with each other, to say nothing of the fact that Cuomo, the centrist, is in a political competition with the mayor, and who believes in a progressive style of government. So from where I've been sitting, there's a little disingenuousness going on, especially on the part of Cuomo towards de Blasio.